Has anybody replaced her yet?
You know, I'm not sure if anybody's replaced her yet. Joshua's going to update us. I know that's going to be at the end of his agenda. He's going to update us on if anyone's replaced her or is it open. Yeah. So we'll find out about that. But to my knowledge, no one has replaced her yet. Those are big, big shoes to fill. So, Larry, I think you're frozen here. Can you hear me, Larry? We have someone else here. Oh, okay, there we go, Larry. Got you back.
Okay.
We have someone else that joined us. I'm trying to see. I just see a phone number.
That's Pete Smith. Dorita Smith.
Dorita, how are you, Dorita?
I am fine. You gave me the wrong number at the end, but that's all right. I figured it out. You gave me 8952 when it was 8592.
Let me make sure.
But I went back and looked at your previous numbers, and it came in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for intervening there.
Okay.
I knew if I screwed up, you guys are sharp enough. You would figure it.
Sometimes it works.
Yeah, we got you on. Dorita, do you know Larry?
Yes, I do. He probably does not remember me.
I do. Dorita, you're hard to forget. Yes, I do remember you.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's positive.
I'm hard to forget. I'm not hard to forget. That's what you said. I'm not hard to forget.
You're not hard to forget.
Okay. All right. But I did hear that you said you were doing better.
Yes, I am. I'm doing a lot better. It was kind of touching,
right,
though.
Christian, welcome. No, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Larry. I'm just welcoming Christian. Go on, Larry. You were saying you're doing a lot better.
Yeah, a lot.
Good, good. That's a testament, because a lot of people through this pandemic, a lot of people had some really challenging times, and a lot of people didn't make it through. So it's good to know that you're doing good and you're still with us. So we have on the line right now, and we have two waiting. Let me let them in, admit. And we're going to let Carrie in. And hi, Carrie, how are you? She's connecting. Okay, they are connecting now. And we're waiting for the moderator for Joshua. Let me try to reach out to Joshua just to make sure all is well. Hi, Carrie, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Doing good, Carrie. Good to see you. Well, good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to see you as well.
Carrie, we got almost a full house here today. We got Larry on. He's been away for a while. And
yeah.
Larry's healthy and strong and with us. We have Dorita. She's here by audio only.
Okay.
And we have Christian. I think Christian is new to the team, and we have someone trying to connect now, and Joshua is connecting as well.
Cool.
I have Joshua on the phone now. Pardon me for 1 second. Okay, it looks like we're going to have a full house. Jason is joining us as well. Jason is the general manager at RTA, and Joshua is also joining us. Let me see. We have our safety managers joining us as well. So we have a lot of new faces, a lot of old faces, and our moderator, Josh, has an agenda And I'm going to hand it over to Joshua to take it from here.
Hi, everyone. My name is Josh. I'm the Assistant General Manager of Operations at RCA. It looks like we still have one of the devices connecting. I'll wait and let it connect all the way. Sorry, I was running a minute late there, you guys.
It's all right. I got to meet Larry. Larry's been away for a while, but he's back with us. And he says there's a lot of old faces he doesn't see, but he sees a lot of new faces here. So that's good. Like, for instance, yourself, me, and you are new to him. And he had mentioned about Estiman. I told him we would give an update on that situation later in the agenda.
Awesome. Okay. Well, so I guess we'll go ahead and get started.
Yeah.
I guess real quick, Kristen, nice to meet you. And we've got, Preston, do you know who the two phone numbers are?
One is Doretha. Doretha is with us. And the other phone number. I'm sorry. We hear you a little bit. Could you repeat that?
I guess we can go around and do that later, but we've got two others on the phone. So that's cool. That's great.
Hi, I'm Kristen Fulton.
Very nice to meet you, Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
All right, so we've already started recording the meeting, so this is great. So let's start with the welcome and introductions. We've kind of already introduced everyone. Thank you so much for doing that, Preston.
Sure.
And then the first item on the agenda is to go over the fare free period RCA had in September and October. So in September and October, we went fare free on both our fixed route and our paratransit services. And I think it went very well. Everyone seemed very happy with it. We had a really, really cool big bump in ridership. It was two of our biggest months ever. We were getting around 70,000 passengers or unlinked trips on our fixed route each of those 2 months. So that's really cool. And then we went back in November, we brought back the fare, and that was, there were a couple bumps the first week while everyone was getting used to it and remembering that we had to bring the fare, but that got sorted out pretty quick. And now we're back to operating like normal with our same normal fares. Does anyone have any questions on the fare-free period? Awesome. At any point, feel free to stop me if you've got any questions. So the next item on the agenda. Oh, is someone trying to talk?
Is that you, Jorge? Yeah.
Maybe, maybe not.
We're having trouble hearing you, if that's you, Jorge.
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yes. There we go. Now we can hear you.
Who are, I'm sorry, we're just seeing some numbers on the screen. Who is this?
This is Jackie Sintel, if you can hear me.
Oh, very nice to meet you, Jackie. Yeah.
Hi, Jackie.
This is my first time using Zoom, so I'm like, I don't know what's going on with my tablet.
Oh, perfect. Well, so did you hear everything up to this point?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So that was the fare-free period. The next item on the agenda is to go over the service changes and then the upcoming holiday. So everything to do with our service. So just to recap, in November on our fixed route side, we had a change in our service where we kind of changed some of the PG routes. Route 301 and 302 had more significant changes. And then there were some small changes on the 502, 503, and 406. Overall, I think those changes have been going very well. It's too soon to see. We're coming up on the first month. And at that first month, that's when we go ahead and we start looking at things like trends in ridership and trends in on-time performance. Everything before that first month, it's really kind of, we don't have quite enough information to make any good judgments on. So we'll be doing that in the upcoming weeks here. We're really excited. Over the holidays, we'll get to kind of delve into what those changes have really done. But overall, implementation-wise, so far so good. Everyone seems to understand what the changes are, and we haven't heard any significant number of complaints. It's been pretty just normal as far for our service change. So we're excited with that. In the next couple months, we don't have a nailed down timeline as of yet, but we will be working on one. We're thinking it might be March or maybe the beginning of the summer. We're working on trying to redo the route 405 in conjunction with bringing in a new route, the 505, to bring better service up north near Catonsville. So we're really excited about that. But we're kind of still in the beginning stages of figuring out a timeline that works for us.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
The last time that I went to anything official, there was a meeting about the 505 with the residents of the, I guess, the homeowners association who were opposed to putting the bus stop there. And that was a while ago. Is the reason why the 505 hasn't been implemented because of the issue that you are having with drivers, or is it something else?
So yeah, a lot of that planning for the 505 was taking place before COVID, if I understand correctly. And when COVID happened, we stopped all service changes and just kind of hunkered down and did what just the core service. As we've kind of gotten more and more of a handle on COVID, we've been attempting to bring back more and more ridership, more and more service. At this point, we've pretty much come back to pre-COVID service. And so that's why we're starting to think towards the future of getting back on track with the plans of what we were planning to do before COVID. Okay. The holdup has been that we have been short-staffed on drivers since the beginning of COVID. Just like almost every other industry in the country, we've been hit pretty hard with just our staffing levels for drivers. So as we bring back as we get our driver numbers back up where it was, that's when we're bringing back this higher level of service. I was not there when the conversations were happening with the homeowners associations, but I believe that was resolved back then. That's something I would have to look into and get back to you on, but I believe it was all resolved and they came up with final plans on the route alignments, where the routes would be going and the times that the routes would try and keep.
Okay.
Awesome.
Josh,
Yes.
Is there not, I thought from the last meeting there was a route going to Catonsville, just to where it used to be Pier 1, but that little section right there.
So we have routes to get up near there, but it would just be a higher level of service. Going through, I believe the route 505, the plan was to go all the way closer to Baltimore County.
Uh-huh.
Okay, closer to Baltimore County, okay.
Right, like, so it really just kind of bolsters everything in our northern Howard County and really connects well to Baltimore better. But at the next meeting, as we're moving more towards this, I might be able to have some better visuals and diagrams of what the Route 505 is looking like.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. So the next bullet there in the service discussion is just a reminder of our upcoming holiday schedule. We were closed for Thanksgiving, and we're going to be closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. And then we have limited service on Christmas Eve, which falls on a Saturday this year. We're going to do our normal Saturday service up until 6 p.m., at which time the buses will do their last, they'll start their last trips. And at the conclusion of those buses' last trips, that's when we'll stop on Christmas Eve on the 24th. So those are all the updates I have for our service. Does anyone have any questions about the past change, upcoming change, or the holiday schedules? Okay, well, so we're moving right along, you guys. Feel free to stop if you've got any questions along the way, or and at the end when before we finish.
I don't have any questions on the updates. I have some concerns about some of the some issues that we've had on some of the routes, but
awesome. Yeah, so we'll hold off for now, and at the end here before we adjourn, we'll get back to any concerns, questions, or concerns you guys have. Does that sound good? Sound like a good plan?
Okay, that's good.
So the next bullet is the incoming vehicles. Again, for a while now, we've been working very hard on getting new brand new vehicles for both fixed route and paratransit. We have 11 transit buses and 9 paratransit, those cutaway, those smaller, they're almost like full size buses, but they're like big vans. So 11 transit buses for fixed route and 9 cutaway buses for paratransit. We are still waiting on delivery. And once we get delivery, then it will take a little bit longer to get them in service, but we're really excited for that. We're hoping in the new year, we'll get them pretty soon. But when we get updates on actual timelines on expected delivery dates, we'll be sure to update you guys.
And with these new buses, that really helps us to improve our service out there. You know, new buses, less maintenance, less breakdowns, more buses on the road. So this is a really exciting news to be able to bring more buses to our fleet, brand new buses.
Yeah, I totally agree. Not just for the service will be improved because less breakdowns, as Preston was saying, but also just when you're on the bus, it'll be more comfortable because they'll be brand new and clean, yeah. And just really smooth rides. We're really, really excited for the passengers. The drivers can't wait. Everyone is, you know, really just excited for these new buses. So we're expecting them in the new year, and hopefully we'll get them right at the beginning. And actually, you know what? Before we get into the next section here, this might be a perfect time for any questions or concerns you guys have had. While you were riding the buses. So, Kristen, did you have something you wanted to share?
So, one of the things that we've had an issue with is that. The church that we go to is off the 501, and my son was working at Amazon, and either the 501 was going to every 2 hours, or like it would just break down in the middle of nowhere, and you know, and it just seemed like I wouldn't try to go to church on the bus, and it was only maybe like 4 times in the last 4 or 5 months, and it seemed like every time that bus was worked out, every time. And then recently the 401, which has been good, but recently the 401 broke down at like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm just like, really? It's raining. I just missed my ride because I was trying to get a little bit extra sleep. And now the bus isn't running. It's just like, so I had to walk to work in the rain, which was not pleasant. I'm just, you know, and I know, you know, everything, you know, with consistency and stuff like that, you know, everything's got its kinks and stuff. It's just kind of annoying when it's always the bus you need, and it seems like it's always down.
That is very frustrating. I am sorry to hear that. So we're playing a tricky game of trying to increase the number of drivers we have so we can have more consistency in our service. But we're also trying to, you know, play that tricky game of, as we get more drivers, increase the level of service. And we're trying not to, we're trying to keep those going up together. But it can be difficult to make sure that we have the right number of drivers for the level of service we have every day. But in general, it has gotten a lot better than in the beginning of COVID. This time last year was really, really rough. We're doing a lot better now, but you're right. We definitely have some room for improvement. And the goal is to get to a place where we have enough drivers where we can comfortably run the level of service with no interruptions. And so between the new drivers coming on board and the new vehicles coming on board, we're really excited to, you know, have a great year in 2023 and close out a good year 2022.
So I also noticed that was during the free period, but then on Monday or whatever day it was, no, I think it was yesterday actually, they had a driver in training bus coming from my neighborhood, not picking up anybody, which I get it, they got to be trained, but not picking up anybody, and then no regular bus. And it was just kind of like, that just seems a little backwards. Yeah. So I was just, you know, and it was like how it's posted on transit. It was saying it was coming. It just would have been nice to have known it was a driver bus and not a bus picking up people. Because I was just like, when I realized I had to walk 45 minutes in the rain, I was not, again, it was just unpleasant.
I am so glad you mentioned that to me, because that is a miscommunication that we really try to avoid. But yeah, so with those training buses, I would love to use those drivers, but all those drivers, they have their permits right now. Every now and then we'll hire someone with a full license. But the current trainees that we have, they all have their commercial driver's license permit. So they are not allowed to drive any passengers at all. Just until they get their full license. So, but that is something we can work on to make sure that any training buses does not appear on transit app. But I'm super glad that you use that, because most of the time we try our very best to make sure that it's displaying 100% accurate information. So I'm glad you get to use that.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah. Well, Christian, these are all on our radar, and slowly but surely we are addressing all of these issues. Getting the buses is one of the biggest routes that we're going to address some of these issues, and getting drivers, like the trainers. So these issues, we are aware of them and are attacking them as quickly as we can. And I'm sorry you had to get in the rain, Kristen. So sorry about that. My goodness, how's your son at the Amazon? Is staying still? Okay.
Well, because of the layoffs, he got laid off.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, we got that CDL training program.
Part of it was a transportation issue, and that's why it was so frustrating.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Just to let everyone know, Marlene just joined us. Marlene, how are you?
I'm here. I do want to say something, because I don't know whether it got mentioned at the last WAC meeting or the one prior to that, but at the end of August, I thought it was sometime in September, but it was actually the 29th of August, the 26th of August, if I remember correctly, one of our WAC members, Phil Delaney, who used to be on PAG with us, passed away. And I don't know whether Astonay had told anybody or not.
I think she did tell us the last time.
Yeah.
I think we updated that.
Yeah, I called her right after I found out. So she was the first member to find out. But I didn't know whether she said anything. But I was contacted by his son 3 weeks after he died. So, because his son couldn't access my number off his father's phone, and off his old phone or his new one because his father couldn't get either one to work. And then his son decided to go on Messenger on his father's Facebook page and see if he could contact me through that way, and he did. And that's how he got me.
Oh. Thank you for the update.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Phil's son knew that Phil worked for me. He was my aide for 8 years. So, and it was kind of unexpected when he passed away. So.
Well, we're all sorry for your loss. But thank you for the update. Yes.
Yeah. And Marlene, you came. We talked about free fair results, you know, what happened with the free fairs and how it ended. We talked about service changes and new incoming vehicles. So if you want us to recap anything for us, let us know. You got any input on any of those topics?
Hang on 1 second. Hello?
Okay, well, so while we are...
I've got one question.
Oh, perfect, yes.
Since winter's coming up, who knows what our winter's going to be like? Can the drivers be reminded, well, mobility I'm more talking about, but it'd probably be fixed route too, that if people have scooters or wheelchairs, something that even if it's not where the stop is, to be the closest where there's able to unload safely.
Did you mean fixed route then?
Well, it was fixed route that happened to me on a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm sure mobility would do it where they could let the person off because they got to lower the ramp. But
right.
Fixed route, I know over at the Savage Library where they would let people off where the storm drain was covered with snow. And I said, well, can you pull down to where the crosswalk is? No, I can't do that. And I was how am I supposed to get over a snow mound?
So that is, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'll make sure that we update our drivers. We have a rule where we can drop off, you know, as long as it's a safe location, 50 feet before or after the stop. So for those kinds of situations. So I'll make sure to update the drivers as we're getting into these winter months, so that way they're aware that they can move forward or go or stop early for the convenience of the passengers.
1 year was like, no, I'm not doing that. I can't do it. I'm not allowed. I'm sitting there thinking, oh, so I've got to step over 3 feet of snow.
Hey.
No, you're right. The primary concern is for everyone's safety, and stepping over 3 feet of snow is not ideal. I'm glad that the automatic call is working.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't and sometimes it does. You never know.
Right. So just to update you real quick, I'll just briefly go over. We had a free fare period in September and October. It went very well. It was some of our highest ridership months that we've ever recorded. We had a service change in November that has been implemented very well. We're waiting another couple weeks before we can start doing any analysis of how that change has really affected our ridership and service, because we need about at least a month to start that process. But it, you know, over the course of the next 6 months, we'll be looking at it very closely. We are also excited for upcoming service changes as soon as we get the drivers and some more vehicles coming in. We're hoping to do that in spring, early to late springtime. So we're super excited for that as well. And then we went over just a holiday service reminder that Christmas Day and New Year's Day will be closed. Christmas Eve will be closing early, but normal service up until 6 p.m. And then lastly, we went over the incoming vehicles, 11 buses for fixed route transit buses and 9 cutaway buses for paratransit.
So we're getting a total of 20 buses.
Yep. We're super excited. We're waiting on delivery, but we're so excited for it.
Yeah, we definitely need them.
Yeah.
Has there been a delay in the has there been another delay in the bus extension on the one going from Columbia down Route 40 to the Walmart?
You're talking about
you're talking about the
505.
405, yeah.
405
is the
50. You're talking about the Walmart.
So,
the 405 goes to a Walmart in Ellicott City, but there's a Walmart in Cadenceville. One. With new bus number that was going to be going down from Howard County to that portion of Route 40.
So, yes, Marla.
When is that one scheduled to happen?
So, those are the upcoming service changes in the springtime. We're not quite sure exactly right now because it all depends on the new drivers that we get in, that we get enough drivers and the buses come in on time and all that.
Yeah, so because that's been delayed, I think, 3 or 4 times because of the shortage of drivers.
Right. And so we're really excited for that, but we want to make sure that we don't bring that, we don't want to increase that service level too early and then have more service than the drivers we have, because otherwise then we'll start canceling routes left and right, and that's not what we want to do. So we're trying to, you know, bring that service update as soon as we can, increase the service. We're super excited.
I know the paratransit piece for that is in place, but the fixed route piece is not.
Right, exactly. The paratransit. Because
I had to use the paratransit piece Monday night, so that's why I know it's there.
Yeah. So yeah, we're super excited for that. Do you have any other questions about that?
Hey Josh, you said that it goes to will go to Route 40 Walmart. Will that go?
So the 405 will connect Columbia Mall all the way up to Route 40 area, and then the 505 will go along Route 40 and just really do some big, like I believe it's east west service in that northern part of the county.
The 405, if I remember correctly, goes as far as up Route 40 to where the dialysis center is that we go to quite often. The client I work for in Ellicott City lives right across the street from that. But the 405 goes that far, and then the other one's going to go further up.
So you know what, guys?
Kaiser on security.
Actually, these are all plans that have been published. So if you give me a moment, I think I can pull it up and share so we can kind of go through it just pretty quick together. And actually, you know what? I got them backwards when I went over that. So here, let me share my screen and share my screen. And so these would be the new 405 and 505. So let me real quick, I'll go over. This is the current 405. It goes from Columbia Mall all the way up to that Ellicott City Walmart up here, and then it comes back. But the new 405 would only stay up here in Ellicott City. It would do a lot of quick mobility in Ellicott City. Then the 505 would make that straight shot from Columbia up to Walmart and all the way over closer to Catonsville.
And there's a Walmart right across from the Double T at Rolling Road and Route 40.
Yeah, and its hub up here would be at the Giant near the H Mart up in Catonsville.
Yeah, that, and the Walmart's right there too.
Yeah.
It's so in that same shopping center.
So Josh, does the 505 originate at Columbia Mall?
Yes, the 505 would go all the way to Columbia Mall, and then it would shoot all. So the 505, this like maroon line, it would shoot all the way up.
Oh, that's a big change then. That's a really big change from the last time that they had that meeting. It was going to start at where that little community was, and that's why everybody was complaining. But if it's going to be leaving from Columbia Mall, that's all the better.
Awesome. Well, where would the 405 and the 505 meet to be able to connect to it?
They would meet, I think the main point of connection, I have to double check. This is, these are all plans that I haven't looked at extensively yet. So, you know, bear with me here. But it would meet mainly at this Walmart in Ellicott City. I believe that's where the times would line up. So we'd make sure that there's a layover there for both routes. So that way that passengers can transfer from one route to the other. But this is all stuff that, remember, this is stuff I'll be working on and focusing on in the upcoming months. These are not going to be the finalized plans. Okay. This is generally speaking what we're looking at. And so next time we meet, we'll probably have more solid routings for both of these buses, and we'll probably have some proposed timetables, if not the actual timetables. So I'm really excited to go through that next time. All right, you guys?
Josh, the paratransit, does paratransit mobility go to the Walmart on Route 40?
Yes.
So the one in Ellicott City up here, it does.
The one in Ellicott City.
The one in
Catonsville? It does go to that one, and it goes to one in Catonsville, too.
It goes to the one by Catonsville Security Boulevard, or Rolling Road.
Yeah.
I believe everyone's correct. Yes, I believe everyone's correct.
Okay.
I think it goes to both.
Because I didn't understand that in the beginning. I did not know that the paratransit mobility would get you to that distance by the rolling road.
So if no one has any more questions, I'm going to... Oh, sorry.
So as of today, it does go there. So I can call and get
around. About 2 months ago, I started there.
Okay. I believe so, yes. I honestly can double check and get back to you if you want, but I'm pretty confident it does.
Okay, thank you.
Josh, you've been going to that Catonsville one for at least the last 6-8 months, because I've really? Been going to that Walmart to get into Baltimore on that end. So it's been doing that. That was something that Bruce and I have been working on, because otherwise, when you have to use fixed route, when you can't set up a paratransit trip, to go all the way to Glen Burnie, that's a 4-hour one-way trip and 4 hours back. So I worked with Bruce to get something on this end so that we wouldn't have to take 4 hours one way.
So if no one has any more questions,
because there's so many connections.
I'm going to stop sharing the screen here, and then we'll get back to the meeting. All right. So are there any other questions about anything we've gone over? Fare free service, the updated service, the upcoming changes, holidays or incoming vehicles? Any other questions or anything else anyone wants to go over from some experiences you guys have had riding transit recently?
I don't know whether or not, I didn't get a chance to see the agenda. I don't know whether or not there's going to be any discussion about the transit app itself.
I didn't have any agenda items. So is there anything specific you want to ask about?
Yeah, I've noticed that, well, first, is there one specific person that is tasked with putting the announcements on the transit app?
Yes, we have our dispatch team who's, they're in the office anytime there's a bus on the road. They are the ones that put the updates on the transit app.
Is there anything that is standardized? Because the reason why I'm asking is there are times like last week at like 5 a.m, it said that the for unforeseen circumstances, which seems to be the normal verbiage, that the 408 was going to be running every other hour. Now, if the 408 starts running at 6, does that mean that it's going to be starting at 7? Or does it mean that it's going to run at 6 and then whatever? What I'm saying is there needs to be some uniformity, because I've seen it before. There have been times on transit someone has said it's been like the 408 is going to be leaving from Columbia Mall at 6, 8, 10, 12, and it's leaving from the other destination at 9, 11. When you just like at a specific time, if it doesn't say when that's going to take place, I don't know whether, because I catch the 408 to the mall. So if at 8:30 it says that it's going to be running every other hour, should I be assuming that at 9 o'clock it's not going to be running and it's not going to start running until 10? It would be nice if it would be clarified. So there have been a couple of times I've walked up to the stop that's closest to me at Flame Pool, and I am waiting, and then I'll call customer service, and there seems to be a disconnect there as well. I know you guys are doing your best not to get phone calls, but it seems to me that if they could be a little bit more specific in what they put in the announcements, it would help everybody out.
That's a really great point. Let me work on that. I love that idea. You're right. I've seen some good announcements at other trans agencies, and sometimes the dispatchers can be very clear. Sometimes they'll put the times. There's one issue that they've had, which is there is a limited number of characters that we can put into these messages. So listing out every time can be difficult, but it can be done. So let me work on that and get some good standardization for our dispatchers, so that way they can, you know, better communicate with everyone, and you can read the message and get a better understanding of what bus will be coming, what bus will not be coming. I think that's a great idea. Thank you for that.
And I have another question. What is this differentiation between, like, I'll see sometimes it'll say 408A and 408B. I assume that A originates from the mall and B originates from the other end, but I've never been really sure.
So yeah, that's actually more of an internal note. It can help our call center understand what the dispatchers mean, but you're right, it's not a note that any passenger would understand. But just for your understanding, the A is a morning shift, a driver shift, and the B is an afternoon driver shift.
Okay.
So yeah, the one versus two would indicate what bus it is. So 408-1 would be the bus number one, and 408-2 would be bus number two. And then A and B just means morning and night. But you're right, that's not something that is known to our drivers. So standardizing our messaging in a more user-friendly manner is, that's awesome. That's why I'm glad you brought that up. That's why we have these meetings.
There used to be a 402 A and B, which was two different. It was still the same route, but two different buses. But I've never known there to be a 408 A and a 408 B, but I knew there was a 402 A and B.
Right. So what I said, Mr. Mayor, that was accurate. But the 402 in this most recent update, and these were from plans for going back from before COVID. We're just gonna have one 402. We're only gonna call it 402. There won't be an A or a B, and the schedule is already online and it's currently active right now. So, yeah.
And I have just one more thing. I know that the transit app, and it's really good. And even the I haven't used it in a while, but having the stop numbers where you can text, is that still available, where you can text the codes and it'll tell you what's coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's one thing that I mentioned a long time ago that I think would help out. There's a lot of people who don't have smartphones. There's also a lot of people who are elderly and don't know technology. The phone system that you guys have is kind of old. But if you have the ability for somebody to press one for something and go be routed someplace, I asked whether or not it would be feasible for to have service delays or service disruption, have that be an option, and somebody put on there that, you know, the 408 is only running on even hours from the mall, things like that, because I've had to actually help some people, elderly people who were on the bus stop and didn't know the bus wasn't coming, because they're using the paper schedules, or they printed out something.
So just to clarify, I just want to make sure I have an understanding of what you're asking for. Do you mean what, like a customer service phone number where you can call it and it will just start reading you all of the any updates for that day? It'll just like be an automated speak.
Well, if you call the regular number, one of the options could be if you want to find service delays or service announcements for today, press 2, and then it'll list which buses are running late, which buses are running every other hour, which buses are down.
Just as a phone, like as a phone call, right?
Right, exactly. Where you don't have to worry about having a smartphone. You don't have to worry about being able to read the small numbers for the codes. All you have to do is call customer service, and it's one of the options, and somebody will know.
That's really cool. I'll have to look into that. That sounds like a really cool idea. Currently, we have just the call center representative. So you call customer service, and then you talk to someone, and they'll be able to tell you everything. But having an automated machine answering service for that, that would be really cool. That's something I'll have to look into, though. I don't know about services that do that.
Hey, Josh, I got a question.
Sure.
It's kind of on the same route of what he's talking about. I can't remember. It was a couple months ago, and I think I was on the 502, and I called customer service because I couldn't understand if the bus was going to show or not show. And she told me, well, what's the route number? And I looked on the sign, and I read her the route number, and she said, that's not the route number. So is there any way to get those signs checked if they've got the right route numbers or something listed there?
So the route number, you mean like the 502?
Well, I think it was the 502. It was only two different buses I was using that day. It was the 502 or the 503, but I think it was the 502. And I read her the
codes that are on top of the signs.
I read her the code, and she goes, that's not the route number. I said, well, that's what it says.
So there's two numbers on our signs. There's the route number, which is a 3-digit number, and then there's a stop code, which is a 5-digit number. And so that if you are able to give them the stop code, then what they can do is they can plug that in, see exactly what stop you're waiting at, but see what routes that is and see the next scheduled times the buses will be at that stop.
But it seems like I did read her that, and she said that wasn't the right number.
So for the future, if there's ever a time where something like that happens, please reach out. Because we'll send someone out to that sign to actually take a look at it and confirm it's the right number or not. Because that's part of, you know, good communication is being able to do that. So, yeah, please, if you notice anything like that where you call and you ask and it's confusing, just send me an email or send Preston an email and we will jump on that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Because I'm taking notes. What's your name again?
That was Jackie that was just talking.
Jackie? Okay. Thank you.
I do know, excuse me for interrupting again. I do know with MTA, on their bus signs, they'll have the bus line. But then if and then MTA used to have this thing that you could you would in a method you would put in whatever number above that bus line number. There is a 3 to 5 digit number above the bus line number. Right. And you would go into if you have MTA on your phone, which I do, you would then go into message, you know, like you were sending MTA a message, and you would type in that 3 to 5 digit code that was above the bus line number.
Right. Yeah, and I think we have the same exact system there. Yeah.
Right. And when you did that, it would actually tell you when it would list, then it would send you a text back listing what time that bus arrived.
They have that already.
Yeah, so we have the same exact thing. So that's really cool. And I have friends that work at MTA, and I think we actually have the exact same behind the scenes program that runs that, which is kind of cool too.
Yeah. So I think the dispatcher from RTA or whoever she spoke to, whoever Jackie spoke to, was confused because the 502 or the 503 is the line of the bus, but I think whoever she was talking to was looking for the number that was above that she could give her, and then that person would be able to tell her, okay, but I could be wrong, but I was just using the MTA thing as an example of what they do.
Yeah, awesome. It was service spoke to, it wasn't dispatch though. And they weren't even aware that the buses were down.
So yeah, so in the future,
sometimes
just,
the drivers don't always call in and say something to dispatch. They don't always do that.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So yeah, in the future, just let us know if you ever have any trouble like that, and we'll jump on that and make sure we, you know, confirm that it's correct. And if it's not correct, we'll make sure we correct it as soon as possible.
Is there any new information as to when they're going to update the fare boxes by any chance? Because I know they have mentioned that they were going to update them, but I don't know if that's still on the plan or.
Yeah, we're actually working on that really soon. That's also going to probably be a springtime project that we're undertaking. The fare boxes won't change, but we're going to add some electronic features to supplement it. But we're gonna have the same fare box. Just there will be some updated features.
Thank you,
Josh. So, keep you on track with Tom.
So we're getting here to the end of the meeting. So I just want to throw one thing out there, which is Howard County is working on their transit development plan again. Nice. So there'll be some surveys coming out for you guys. But we'll, you know, that'll be sent over our social media on our website at Howard County's social media website. So you'll see that soon. And then the last item on our agenda is Ms. Astame Curtis had, after a long time as the chair and helping us out in this capacity, she's stepping down from the RAC Riders Advisory Council chair position. And so we're looking for some new riders or members of this committee, this council, to who are interested in taking on the responsibility. And what that would mean is there's 4 of these meetings a year, and then additionally there are 4 more meetings where there's the CMTMC, which is our commission meeting, which normally follow a week or 2 later. So the responsibilities would be to come to these meetings and then also come to the next meet, the commission meetings, and present what we talked about. We'll work on the minutes, but then you can present what we talked about. So since we're running low on time, I think this week what we'll do, if anyone is available on the 13th, we'll just select one temporary member for the 13th. And then the next meeting we have, we can sit down and we can all, or every member can vote on the chair and vice chair roles. So if that sounds good to everyone, is anyone available on Tuesday the 13th at, I believe, 1:30 p.m.? Preston, is it 1:30 or is it 2? Let me look it up.
It's at, what are you talking about, for the commissioners meeting? I think it's 1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock. Yeah, that sounds right. 1 o'clock. So is anyone up for joining us on Tuesday, December 13th to present just the notes from this meeting?
I think I might be available. I have to look at my calendar, but I might be available.
Okay. So does anyone else think they're available on Tuesday the 13th? And then we can, out of all the people that are available, you guys can vote on who will be the temporary acting chair for that meeting.
So Marlene, I think it's because, hey, this is Jason. Hi, Marlene.
Hi. Hi, Jason.
Hi. I think you currently sit on the MTB, correct? Are you on the MTB?
Yes, I am.
So I think it may not be the best idea if you're sitting on MTB and you also will represent
sit chair. I thought that meeting was in the evening, though. I didn't know
it is, but I think it's just it's just better to have that some of the separation because I know you sit on that MTB. You know.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. I thought this was a different meeting. I thought it was a different meeting.
Okay. It is, but if you
because the MTB meeting is usually in the evening. It's not normally held at one.
No, it's not the time conflict. It's more of it's just giving other
I understand that, but I thought that meeting was in the evening. I didn't realize that this was the same meeting.
Okay,
gotcha.
I'm available. Is it virtual like this, or is it
It's your option. You can come in person or you can join virtually. We do both. Yeah.
I'm available.
Awesome. Is anyone else? No? Well, in that case, I think, okay. So in that case, Mr. May, we would love to have you. It is Tuesday the 13th at 1 p.m. And then next time we all get together for a Writers Advisory Council, anyone who's interested in being the chair or the vice chair, we can have that election then. So as far as this meeting goes, that's all I have for you guys. I think we went over a lot of your questions. I wrote down a lot of good notes here on my computer. I look forward to the next time we all meet together. Hopefully we'll have a good update on these incoming vehicles. All right. So I think that's the adjournment. And everyone have a lovely rest of your evening. And we'll talk soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you,
everybody. Your cat is too, Preston.
She is something else.
She wanted to be part of the meeting today.
Right? She's got some suggestions.
That's adorable.
She wants cat food on all buses. Oh, my goodness.
She loves you to death.
She does, I tell you. She keeps me up like every... Yep. Oh, I can't sleep at all.
She's adorable.
Yeah, say hi to Marlene. Oh my goodness. Well, she has a big sister that's here. She's a giant cat. Yeah, she's a giant cat, but she doesn't play. She's tough. Well, good to see you again, Marlene. I'm glad you joined us.
Thank you.
And we'll go ahead and get these minutes together and get them out to everybody.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, have a good one then, Marlene.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.